Now, today at Croke Park, Kerry and Donegal will play in the All-Ireland football final, the first to be played under the new Gaelic football rules. New data obtained by this programme shows that the new rules have resulted in more shots and more scores this year compared with previous years. Our reporter Charlie McGinley has more.
Kerry pounce again, and Graham O'Sullivan drives it forward to David Clifford, a corner forward right now, but again inside, Paddy has his cover, he's gone well inside, and he blasts it over the bar.
It's an historic All-Ireland football final, the first under the new rules. So are we seeing a return to the glory days of Gaelic football?
I had nearly got fed up of inter-county football for a number of years and wasn't that fussy whether I went to games or not. Obviously changed when I was in charge of Meath, but the game was dying on its feet.
Meath legend Colm O'Rourke believes the game has undergone a transformation.
These new rules have brought back entertainment, brought back scores, brought back individual quality, high fielding, long kicking, and entertainment.
Over towards Murphy. He's in point scoring territory. Murphy from about 10 metres out, he laps it over.
The new rules, the two-pointer, the solo and go, and three players up front have led to more shots and more scores.
10 points to Meath. Donegal steaming forward now.
There's actually been an increase of 20% in the total number of shots per game. In 2024, there were 50 shots taken per game, and this year in 2025, there's 60 shots taken per game by both teams.
Brian McClelland is a performance analyst and statistician for RTE.
There's also a 20% increase in the total number of scores. Last year in 2024, there was 30 scores per game. This year, there's 36 scores per game by both teams. Then we add in the fact of the two-point arc, and we're seeing that there is 5 two-point arc attempts scored per game.
At first, the new rules, approved late last year, took time to win people over.
For me, I suppose, I have to be honest, I was a bit of a sceptic at the beginning, I suppose, as being selfish. When I finished my career, I'd always one eye on coaching and management, and I was building up philosophies and everything else, and then when the rules changed, it definitely changed the mindset a little bit to go, right, okay, how do you evolve and be innovative?
Former inter-county players like 8-times All-Ireland winner Philly McMahon believe the rules have worked well and will continue to evolve.
It'd be very silly to say that it hasn't been exciting. There's parts of the game that's evolved massively. There's a lot of teams probably playing similar at the minute. So I would say in time, you know, managers and coaches will be more innovative and you'll see maybe teams playing differently, but at the minute it kind of looks like teams are replicating each other.
Joe O'Connor, O'Connor now advancing just outside the yard.
Referees too have seen an improvement in the game. Inter-county referee David Goff says teams are better behaved because the penalty for backchat is severe.
In previous years, up until the changes the FRC brought in, there would have been a lot of chat, backchat with players, disagreements, questioning of decisions, questioning of outcomes of big decisions. And we don't have that now. It's been a massive change for referees, and there is an awful lot more silence around our decision making. We now have the time to go through our processes, to be clear in our thinking without having to answer questions from a multitude of players.
But while the rules have been well received, there are some who would like to see even more change, like not allowing teams to play a ball back inside their own half. Here is Colm O'Rourke again.
There is too much shorthand passing. That hasn't been negatived. And the other thing, I suppose, and I know the committee looked and tried to do this, is that if the ball couldn't be played back over halfway, I always thought that would have been a good reason to prevent hand passing. If you couldn't play the ball backwards, once you got into the opposition half and were forced to go forward, you probably would bring more kicking. Plus, it would ensure that an opposition defence would be able to push out more because they would know that the team in possession had to come forward with the ball. I thought it would have been worth trying. Yeah, just
sitting back. But all in all, managers, players and referees agree that the new rules have been good for the game and set up today's All-Ireland as a showpiece football needs. bringing the glory days back once again.
And that report was from Charlie McGinley in his Donegal jersey. That is it from us for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to our team. On sound today was Paul Murnoch. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of This Week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport and all the action from Croke Park, which is up next. But for now, from myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.